Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Dana, ooh, what are you shopping for on Macy's over there?
Houses.
Oh.
Are you really?
Yeah.
They sell those.
What are you looking at?
Well, we have decided, based on many fabulous suggestions from our listeners,
to hire a...
Yes, Dan. Yes, we're just throwing in the towel.
A life coach?
No.
An architect?
We are throwing in the towel, and we are going to actually do things correctly because of math and such.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. We would prefer that you remain alive. And a house collapsed on top of you is not how we get
that
done.
It's not good
done.
For the show.
It's not conducive to living, really. So, yeah. But I want to thank everybody who weighed in.
So what have you decided?
Well,
you're going to buy existing.
Yeah. You can buy actual house plans when one goes to build that are already, like, the math's already
you
done.
You just need to find more of the house plans that might. You
the
need
number
to
of electrical outlets, let's say, are included, and you don't have to just ask me, and then my head explodes because I didn't know we had to come up with that number. You just buy it. It's already out there.
Instead of going to Pinterest, you can actually go somewhere and go through dozens and dozens of house plans.
And Scott, by the way, to buy the plans that come with everything already, like, this is the plan, and then you hand that over to a builder and they do it, is between $1,000 and $3,000 for those plans.
Oof. And you fold it into the cost of the house.
So the idea that I had to sketch something out on a napkin that I saw on Pinterest is apparently not enough when the actual building takes
because
place.
It's a good start.
Yeah. No, it's how you start.
Yeah, it's how you start.
I bet every architect started that way.
That's right.
But here's the important thing. You've got to factor in things like in the master or primary bedroom.
Yeah.
Let's say you have two windows, right? You're going to put the primary bed.
Right.
Between the windows.
Yeah.
You're going to need outlets underneath each window for things like lamps.
Right.
Clocks.
Lamps don't light themselves.
Chargers.
Do you want a ceiling fan?
Closets.
You know that
closets.
Makes my head hurt. So yeah, it's already out there. You can buy them. And people that have built houses before are probably screaming, yes, you just had to Google
that. And you
got
to figure out how many bedrooms you want to have for your visiting children and their children, which, you know, isn't going to be that long from now, right? I mean, they're already in their 20s, right?
You watch your mouth, Dan.
You don't want to be a grandma?
I do want to be a grandma. No, first
you
of
already
all, the
are,
name,
according to the guy in Vegas.
First of all, the name would not be grandma.
It will be if that's what the kids call you.
What's wrong with grandma?
I don't know. My mother was Ma. I kind of want to be Ma.
Oh, here we go again.
I'm just saying.
How about Meemaw?
No, I mean, I love Meemaw for if that's your thing, but I am not a Meemaw.
You are so vain.
Or a grandma. Nani, or a no-no.
You can't be called grandma, which Gamma is to say Dana. The mother of my mother.
I feel like, you know, I'm just at the very beginning of my journey of the oven shutting down.
But you're so grand.
And I
how about Sam? Grandmama?
Grandmama.
You know what I hope for Dana? And I'm being serious for a second. I hope she lives long enough to be a great grandma.
Oh, yeah.
A Gigi?
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, can you imagine how old she's going to feel when she sees her grandchildren having children?
Yeah.
She'll still look great, so.
Thank you, Dan.
She'll look impeccable.
Mm-hmm.
But
as a great grandmama.
Yes.
It has to be said like that, too. Grandmama.
Mama.
Grandmama.
Going to be walking around everywhere with the no-no locked and loaded.
The no-no locked.
Do you know how many people have asked me about that thing?
Do you still have it?
Do I still have it? I carry it with me everywhere I go. I think today it's in my makeup bag in the car. Yeah, it's in my makeup bag. But, you know, you never know when you got to pull that thing out and, you know, do the deal.
You shaved it off the other day and you were still pulling off.
It's coming back. Here's the
no,
deal.
It's not.
So many women have asked me about that little lipstick-sized thing that bzz, bzz, bzz.
Yeah, it's a razor.
My mom has... No, it is not. My mom has always called it a no-no. And
it's,
so
it's an electric razor.
It's not. When I found it... Electric razors are for men. The no-no is a discreet styling tool for women. And so I put it out there on Facebook, me doing the deal right here under my chin.
Yeah.
And all these women are like, I went down a rabbit hole for an hour trying to find the no-no. And we cannot find the no-no. I texted my mother and I go, is it possible that that's not what this is called?
No, it's called a no-no.
I thought it was. And multiple women, Scott, online were saying, where did you get it? Where did you get it? I'm like, oh, I don't know. My mom got it. She calls it a no-no.
It's the no-no hair removal.
Painless. Did you find it?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Good.
Officialnono.com.
Now, the no-no in particular is not shaped like a lipstick tube. It is more rectangular. But yes, that you have a...
Looks like an old flip phone.
Different version.
Okay.
Amazon, eBay.
It looks like an electric razor for women who have beards.
It does come with guards for trimming at different lengths.
Mine is very small because I just have the one hair like that constantly grows back like a weed under my chin.
Maybe you want some 5 o'clock shadow.
Boy, these things are not cheap.
You know, my mother has always said to me, Dana, you know, if I'm ever in a coma lying in the hospital, you've got to come shave me. I swear to God, Scott, she says that all the time.
Wow, these are not cheap. Oh. The no-no is proud of itself.
We ought to call her and ask her about it because I'm telling you, Scott, that has been passed down to me, and it's one of my favorite heirlooms.
Welcome to ladies' health and beauty products. They're expensive.
God dang.
It's the pink tax. We've talked about that before on this program. You could get a man razor, and it's probably a third of the price, but you package it like a lipstick tube, and you slap a label on it for women, and all of a sudden it's $70.
No, I don't dispute that.
Yeah, $30 for a razor with different guards.
They have an Easter sale going on this weekend. I'm not kidding you.
Nothing quite says, let's celebrate Jesus.
Jesus has risen.
Like shave buying it off for a the no-no Lord. For your...
I mean, think about giving that as a gift to a lady.
Happy
in your
Easter.
Life.
You have hair on your face. Doesn't belong there.
Is this a suggestion? Thank you for the gift.
Got some peeps here.
I'm stealing Sam's joke. Your hair is resurrecting again. It's time to say no, no.
Well, after 3 days, right?
Every 3 days, you need to.
Is that chin hair resurrected again?
3 days later. Unbelievable.
It's like a miracle.
Gotta go.
They're ascending.
It's like a miracle.